From the Health and Wealth Desk at KBIA, I'm Jacob Fenston. In the next few days, the U.S. Supreme Court will rule on the constitutionality of the federal health care law. Even if the court upholds the law, one key component will be under fire here in Missouri come November. On the ballot will be a measure targeting the Affordable Care Act's required online marketplaces, where individuals and small businesses can buy health insurance plans.
These marketplaces are also known as health exchanges.
Reporter Alana Gordon has this update on Missouri's battle over setting up a state health insurance exchange.
As it stands, an exchange does not exist in Missouri. Yet. And if it's up to Missouri's House Majority Leader, Tim Jones, never will.
We know that the citizens of the state of Missouri do not want the federal health care law, the Obamacare law, or anything related to it.
Jones, a Republican, spoke on the final day of session last month in favor of Senate Bill 464. The bill prohibits the creation and operation of a health exchange in Missouri, unless the legislature or voters give it the okay, and it prohibits the governor from creating one through executive order. The bill passed during those final hours of session and will now be up for a popular vote in November.
A health insurance exchange is a major policy decision, and it should require the input of the legislature.
Senator Rob Schaff, a Republican from St. Joseph, who sponsored this latest ballot measure, Schaff says Governor Nixon, a Democrat, previously went around the legislature's back in trying to set up an exchange. His administration applied for and received a federal grant last year to start setting up the technical infrastructure for an exchange. The administration channeled the funds to a quasi-government body that wasn't subject to legislative oversight.
I was inflamed and decided to offer up this bill.
Schaff says he wants to further ensure nothing happens without the legislature or voters being on board. That's why included in this ballot measure is the ability for people to sue any state agency or worker involved in any exchange activity.
I have a concern that that bill hanging out there will have a chilling effect.
Andrea Ruth is director of the consumer group, the Missouri Health Advocacy Alliance. Ruth says the ballot measure itself, even before it's voted on, could cause Missouri to fall behind on preparing for an exchange in 2014.
It can really work well for families if we do it right. But doing it right takes some work and planning and time. And if we're waiting till the last minute to do it, there's a potential that it may not be that workable for people.
If the measure does pass in November, it could be declared unconstitutional. But even so, Ken Warren, a political scientist at St. Louis University, says having it on the November ballot is a gain for Republicans.
They used opposition to Obamacare to win elections in 2010. And they will try to do the same in 2012.
Meanwhile, getting back to the exchanges themselves, their fate and that of the entire health law rests on what the Supreme Court does.
Reporter Alana Gordon, that Supreme Court decision could come as soon as tomorrow or later next week. From the Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston.